SBS தமிழ்.
Hello, Ali speaking.
It's Kulasegaram Sanjayan.
Hello, Ali.
So tell us about Kuma.
Kuma is a Sri Lankan Tamil asylum seeker who arrived in Australia via boat in 2010 and has never been released from detention. So that is well over 9 years of administrative detention for no crime. Contrary to what many people think and how the law works, it is not a crime to arrive in an irregular manner in Australia, and particularly via boat. So it's administrative detention, which is very important to keep in mind. Kuma is a delightful gentleman. He has a wicked sense of humour, but he has a range of health issues. Kuma is legally blind and has been legally blind throughout the time he's been in the detention centre. He also has an acquired brain injury. When he was in Sri Lanka, he went through a government checkpoint. His mother came out the other end, but he did not. And he was discovered in a hospital a month or more later, unconscious. And when he woke up, it was very clear that he'd acquired a brain injury. That has had a number of health flow-on effects, including relating to mental health. In particular, Kumar is someone for which the detention centre environment could never be appropriate for him. This is particularly concerning given that Australia very quickly, within the first 4 or 5 months of being in Australia, determined that Kumar was a refugee.
A few more had arrived by whatever means in 2010 to Australia to seek asylum. Mm. Why is Kumar one of the few that are still detained?
In detention, yeah. A number of Sri Lankan asylum seekers arrived in 2010, quite a large number, which makes total sense with the very bloody end to the Sri Lankan civil war in 2009. And in fact, as we saw last week, Sri Lankans are still continuing to try to arrive and, you know, exercise their right to asylum. It is entirely baffling to me and unclear why Kumar is left when so many other Tamil asylum seekers have been released into the Australian community with absolutely no issues. It is true that Kumar did have an adverse security assessment for a number of years, as did many or a significant number of Tamil asylum seekers. I massively question the thought process around those security assessments. But then many years ago, for about half of Kumar's detention, he's had a downgraded security assessment to a qualified security assessment, which means that ASIO does not recommend against the grant of a visa. So it should not stop Kumar from being granted a visa by the government. So I can think of no reason why they would not give Kumar some type of visa, in particular because he has family, an amazing support network who would care for him very competently in the community.
Which detention camp is he, and is anyone in contact with him, and how is he faring?
I prefer not to say which detention camp Kumar's in, just for his own privacy. Kumar is in an onshore detention centre. I think many people may not realise that while Manus and Nauru quite rightly get a lot of attention, that there are thousands who are in detention onshore in Australia, including the disabled like Kumar and including children, which is quite a shocking indictment on Australia's human rights record. Kumar is surprisingly resilient. Like I said, he has this very wicked sense of humour. He operates on a very different intellectual plane, which is absolutely fascinating. So at the moment, he's doing quite well, all circumstances considered, but that can dramatically change. And of course, 9 years of indefinite detention where you don't know when or even if you'll be released certainly takes a psychological toll and a physical health toll as well.
We got to know about Kumar's case because of a press release by Human Rights for All.
Mm.
Can you tell us about what Human Rights for All does?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the founder and director principal of Human Rights for All. And Human Rights for All is a charitable law firm, which is a strange beast in itself. But we act for long-term detained and complex case asylum seekers. And we normally act on a pro bono basis or vastly fee-reduced basis in the acknowledgement that people with complex cases or have been detained for years have no financial backing to afford legal representation. And the whole sector around asylum seekers and legal representation, I mean, most of the public funding to visit places of detention has been cut. So we're one of the few law firms that quite regularly visits places of detention for clients and to have discussions. So we specialise in cases like Kumar's, which unfortunately there are a decent number in Australia, but not such a significant number that if you release these people, that there would be any sort of cultural or security change in the community.
The Australian government has limited the number of intakes of refugees per year. And if someone comes by other means other than UNHCR-approved
processes,
doesn't it affect the others who have gone through the process?
Yeah, sure. So this is a very interesting concept that there's, it gets back to questions of a queue or queue jumping and people arriving irregularly and jumping this queue. It just doesn't work like that. So yes, the Australian government has a quota each year for a number of refugees that it accepts. And it has previously taken into account in that number people who have arrived regularly via boat. So that can cause some consternation for various people. But the background to that is that some of these people arriving via boat don't have access to a refugee camp. They don't have access to a UNHCR office to register. Most people who arrive by boat are not registered with the UNHCR because in many cases they can't get there. The system is flawed, and there's no reason why the Australian government could not be flexible around the quota system.
Is there anything that our listeners can do to help Kumar?
Sure. Kumar would be vastly appreciative of support. Write to your local member, write to the new shadow minister, Christina Keneally, write to Minister Coleman and Dutton, and ask the question, why is Kumar still in detention? And what is the Australian government's response to the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention's opinion that calls for his immediate release? Why are we not being a good international citizen and complying with the opinion of the UN Working Group of Arbitrary Detention is the working group of the UN Human Rights Council, which Australia sits on. So why are we not complying with the recommendations of a body that Australia sits on?
Kumar is an alias name, isn't it? So will they get it if...
Yes. When writing to your minister, reference the latest working group on arbitrary detention opinion regarding a Tamil asylum seeker, and then there can be absolutely no excuses for the government not knowing who that is. There's only one.
Thank you, Ellie. I think that'll do.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye.
SBS Tamil Facebook-ஐ லைக் செய்வதுடன் நிகழ்ச்சிகள் பற்றிய கருத்துக்களை நமக்கு அறியத் தாருங்கள்.